الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Master, the Prior of mankind, the Intercessor of sinners, the beloved of Allah, our beloved Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the person who sends durood and salawat and salutations upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal inscribes on the forehead of that person that bara'atun minan nari wa bara'atun minan nifaq, that this person is indeed free from the hellfire, and this person is indeed free from hypocrisy. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praises are due to Allah Azza wa Jal, the cherisher, the sustainer, the protector of the whole universe. May peace, salutations and salawat be upon our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. To my most honorable, respected Madani channel viewers, alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal for having once again given us this chance, given us this opportunity, alhamdulillah, of once again meeting in order to learn about our deen, in order to learn about the importance of our deen, the only deen which is accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we would begin by making a very, very solid intention in order to show the appreciation in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, in order to show our appreciation in the court of Allah the Almighty for having granted us this chance of meeting once again in order to learn the virtues of our deen. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for having once again granted us this chance to meet in order to learn about the virtues of our deen, in order to learn about the importance of our deen, in order to learn about the Holy Quran, Sunnah of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal calculate into our hearts the love of putting every sunnah of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into practice. Ameen thumma ameen. Alhamdulillah, let us once again be reminded that alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah, we are still busy with our silsila, the virtues of the Quran, the excellences of this beautiful book, the book of Allah Almighty. And alhamdulillah, we should also be reminded that for our sacrifice, for every little split moment we spend in front of our televisions, wherein we are able to learn about our deen, that split moment is regarded as the ibadah, is regarded as the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. As we have already mentioned, that the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal is of different types. And the learning of your deen, learning of your religion is part and parcel of the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us goodness in everything we do for His pleasure. Ameen, thumma ameen. Alhamdulillah, today we would be looking at yet another very important aspect as far as educating ourselves about the Quran is concerned. And today, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, we will be looking at the wonders of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We would then be able to see and understand what a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal is the revelation of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You know, this world has many remedies. This world has many medications. This world has many, many treatments. But the root of all these treatments, the root of all these remedies and medications and herbs that are found in this world, the root of all these medications, the root of all these medicines and remedies that are found in this world, the root of all these medications is Allah Azza wa Jal. In other words, all these medications and all these remedies and all these herbs works because of the permission of Allah Almighty. And if it is not because of the permission and the ijazah of Allah Azza wa Jal, all these medications would not work. All these remedies would not have any impact wherever they are being used, wherever they are being utilized, or wherever they are being implemented. And Allah Azza wa Jal, being the giver of permission or the grantor of permission to all these medications that are found in the world, all these medications and remedies and herbs that are found in this particular world, Allah Azza wa Jal has given the mu'mineen, has given the Muslimin one particular book in which all these medications of the world are being combined. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Where all these medications are being included, and that book is the Holy Quran. That book is indeed this beautiful ultimate revelation of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Holy Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jal himself bears testimony to this by many verses of the Holy Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says that we have indeed revealed in the Quran such things that are healing. Not only are they healing, but this book, there are certain things that are also the rahmah and the mercy of all those who believe. Allahu Akbar. And in another verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, but O Rasul of Allah, tell them, tell your ummah, tell the mu'mineen, tell them that huwa lilladheena amanu hudan wa shifa. That the Holy Quran, it is the guidance, it is the guide for those who believe, and it is also the shifa. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So, from a narration which is found in the Tafsir Naimi, in which Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam had a very, very, you know, he was going through a stomachache. His stomach began to develop a very, very severe pain. And he makes dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that, oh Allah, please grant me the shifa of my stomach. Allah Azza wa Jalla directed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to one of the bushes. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam got this herb. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam received this medication, and immediately he took this medication, and after that his stomach was cured. And after some time, this pain came back to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and he went to the very, very same bush that he has visited in the first place, and he brought the same medication. He brought the same remedy in order to once again cure the pain, cure the severe pain in his stomach. And he took this medication. But this time around, instead of his stomach being cured, this remedy, this medication resulted in more pain, pain after the pain in the stomach of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And to his amazement, he asked, and he has a conversation with Allah Almighty, that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you are the one that have directed me to the same bush for this medication. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you are the one that has told me to take this medication, and that this medication would take away this severe pain in my stomach. And alhamdulillah, I have taken that medication. And after some time, this pain has now come to me. I am using exactly the same medication, but is not having the same effect that it had in the first place when I used it. And Allah Azza wa Jalla tells Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, but O Musa, in the first place, when you use this medication, when you apply this remedy, it was because of my command. O Musa, this time around, when you use this medication, it was out of your command. O Musa, listen to me very, very carefully. All the medications and the remedies that are found in the world, they remain dead and poisonous unless the name of Allah, unless my name is recited upon all these medications. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then understood from this point that any medication remains dead unless or until the name of Allah Almighty is recited, unless or until the name of Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioned on all these medications. And if Allah's name is mentioned, definitely all these medications will have a very, very huge impact, will have a very, very huge effect, will erase and wipe away sicknesses that we could never ever imagined in our lives. So the name of Allah, wherever Allah Azza wa Jalla's name is mentioned, Allahu Akbar Kabira, that thing has a very, very different impact altogether. Caesar, the king of Rome, once he suffered from a very, very severe headache. And he tried many, many medications and remedies and herbs, but there was no solution until he sent a message to Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I am going through such a pain. I have been having this pain for such a long time, and I have tried this medication, I have tried this herb, I have tried this mixture, I have tried every medication that I could come across, but this headache is not coming to an end. The pain is such that is not decreasing, but it is only increasing. When this message came to Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sent a hat, or what we can say in our terminology, a topi. He sends this topi to this king, and he tells this king to always have this topi, always to have this hat on his head. So when this king received this hat from Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he made sure that this hat is always on his head. So every time or whenever this hat was on his head, there was no pain to be felt under any circumstances whatsoever. And he felt that this pain has now gone away. He felt that he is now as how he used to be before he had this severe pain. Then every time he would take off this hat of Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this headache would come back. And then immediately when this headache would come back, he would put this hat of Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Until one day he decided, let me go through this hat of Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen in order to find out what type of remedy is in this hat. What type of medication is in this hat? And he looked inside this hat of Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he came across one small paper. He opened up this paper and it was written, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu Akbar. Then he understood that this Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim that has been sent in the head that comes from Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu has served for him as the best medication, as the best remedy, after he has all tested all the remedies that he has ever come across. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My dear respected Madani channel viewers, imagine we are only discussing about the benefits of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What would be the benefits and the medication that is found in the whole entire Quran, in Surah Ikhlas, in Surah Mulk, in Surah Yasin, in every surah that has been found in the Quran. Imagine what type of remedies, what type of medication can be taken out from the whole entire Quran. Allahu Akbar. Only if we can believe in the Quran. Believe me, the whole Quran is indeed the cure of cancer. The whole Quran is indeed the cure of HIV and AIDS. The whole Quran is the cure of every sickness which is found in this particular world, whether spiritual or physical or bodily, that is found in the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Every cure is in the Quran, because Allah Azza wa Jal would not create a sickness if He did not create the cure of that particular sickness. So we derived from the Quran. All these benefits, we are deriving them from the Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us the ummah of not those who only recite the Holy Quran and the Quran has no effect in their lives, but may He make us from the ummah that when they recite the Quran, they are able to suck every benefit that is found in the Quran, even as far as the cure is concerned. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ruhullah. Once, when he was on his journey, he comes across this particular grave. And what was taking place in this grave? Allahu Akbar Kabir. We all know, if a person was far away from Allah, far away from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world, If the person was such a person that would not look after his dini responsibilities, what would be his status in the qabr? Countless amount of difficulties he would be facing in the grave, and countless amount of difficulties he would be facing in the akhirat. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam comes across this grave, and then he sees that there is this one man who has been punished by Allah Azza wa Jal in his qabr. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, after having seen this scenario, after having visualized this scene, he went past. He walks past this grave. And after some time, he happens to pass by the very, very same grave. And this time around, the situation is different. This time around, the situation is not the same. And he makes dua in the court of Allah. He communicates with Allah and asks Allah Azza wa Jal, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, not long ago I went past this grave and this man was being punished. This man was going through difficulties in the grave. Ya Allah, I am here now passing or going past this grave, and this man is busy enjoying your benefits. This man is busy enjoying his stay in the qabr. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, what is the reason behind this?" Ya Allah Azza wa Jal says, "Oh Isa, this man when he passed away, this man when he departed from this dunya, and after his departure, his wife gave birth to a baby boy, and his wife sent this boy to the madrasa to learn about his deen. And when this boy approached his ustad told him to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious. And oh Isa, it is not befitting for me, the most merciful, the most gracious, to punish this man despite the fact that his son goes to the madrasa and he claims and he says that I am Allah and I am the most gracious and I am the most merciful. How is it fit for me to punish this man in his grave?" Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam understood this point as well, that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim bears a very, very huge weight on the mizan, bears a very, very huge weight even in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Only if we can have this mindset of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim at every step we take, at the beginning of everything we do in this world. And Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah, you know, the maqsad, one of the maqsads of Dawah-e Islami, Alhamdulillah, is that, you know, if you travel with Madani Qafila, you are bound to learn so much of importance of your deen, so much so, but wallahi, it would automatically make sense to you. It would automatically be installed in your system. But for everything you do, you should say or begin it with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether it is, you know, by the way you know you walk. And Dawah-e Islami, Alhamdulillah, through the leadership of Amiri Ahl Sunnah, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah, it is trying to rectify the people of the whole entire globe. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant the Dawah-e Islami strength upon strength. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant the Dawah-e Islami lots of barakah. And from pillar to pillar, may Dawah-e Islami continue to preach and continue to benefit the children, benefit the youth, benefit the elders and benefit those that are old for their own sake and for their own betterment in this world as well as in the hereafter. Once there was a very, very pious wali of Allah Azza wa Jal who was preaching about the excellences and the benefits of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And in his gathering, even non-Muslims, non-believers were present. So he started preaching about the excellences and the virtues of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And there was a girl who was totally amazed by listening to the virtues and by listening to the excellences of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Her amazement led her to the acceptance of Islam. But her parents were against the fact that she has now become a Muslim. Her parents did not like the fact that she believes in Allah. She believes in our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She believes in what is right to be believed in. She believes in which is in actual fact the responsibility of every human being to believe in. Not only is it the responsibility, but the direct right of every human being to believe in, and that is to believe in Allah, that is to believe in the books of Allah, and that is to believe in the day of resurrection, and that is to believe in the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. So this young girl believed and she became a Muslim, but her parents were against her Islam. So her father was actually the person who used to serve the king. And every time the parents would want to discourage this girl to leave Islam, every time they would want to demote her, every time they would want to discourage her for her to leave Islam. So the father brought a ring from the king. And what was actually the plan of the father? The plan of the father was to take the ring of the king and then to give it to this girl so that she can be accused and na'udhu billah min dhalik, being killed for having stolen this particular ring of the king. So the father, however, brought this ring to this girl. And this girl receives this ring and she says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And she places this ring in her pocket. And she goes to sleep. In her sleep, the father comes in the room. He actually takes this ring from the pocket of this girl and he throws this ring into the river. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And then in the morning, the man goes to fish. And then when he fishes, he catches one fish, and this fish comes to the very, very same girl, the daughter of this person who serves the king. And by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, this fish which has been caught is the very, very same fish that has consumed the ring of that particular king. And this fish comes in the presence of this daughter. And through the instructions of the father, the instructions were that this girl must prepare this fish for the meal. So before she actually prepares this fish, before she could cut this fish into pieces, she recites Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then as she is busy cutting this fish, the very, very, very same ring comes out. Allahu Akbar. And she says Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. She places it back in her pocket. So the king comes in the morning to come and ask for the ring that he had given the daughter. And the daughter, her own daughter, look at the wonders that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim has done. her own daughter recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and she places her hand in her pocket, and the very, very same ring that the father has thrown in the river is now in the hand of this particular daughter, and she grants it back to his father. And his father, to her amazement, he was so shocked. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Wonders have happened, wonders have taken place, wonders after wonders, generations upon generations, based on Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Now take into consideration what would be the maqam and status of Surah Fatiha, Surah Baqarah, Surah Al Imran, if we are going to recite these surahs with full concentrations, yaqeen, and full hope that Allah Azza wa Jal will grant us shifa, that Allah Azza wa Jal will grant us benefits in this particular surah. Madani channel viewers, alhamdulillah, we have a greatest gift. We have the greatest gift. Or should we say we have one of the greatest gift, and that is the Holy Quran. Let us value this book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us dedicate this book of Allah Azza wa Jal in our hearts. Let this book of Allah Azza wa Jal run in our veins and minds. In every word that we say, let our words be connected to what Allah Azza wa Jal says. Let our words be connected to what our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in Hadith Mubarakah. And inshallah, thumma inshallah, our lives would change completely, would change 360 degrees altogether by the Qudra and by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, until we meet again, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for having granted us this permission, for having granted us this chance to have seated until now, learning about the benefits of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it such that we are able to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim for everything we do. And let us also be reminded that every work, every job, every activity in which the name of Allah Azza wa Jal is not recited, فَهُوَ أَقْطَعَ, that activity remains unfulfilled. It remains incomplete. So in anything that we want to engage ourselves, let's begin with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, sending durood and salawat upon our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and terminated by sending durood and salawat upon our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also by the recitation of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.